I can't go there now. I'm beyond that. Amen. And we will receive a love offering towards the end of the meeting, but I just want to focus on some things I believe the Holy Spirit wants to focus on you this evening. Can you say amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 1 says, "And I want, and I, brethren, when I came to you, not with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power." My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. So many Christians, ministers want to flow with this enticing words and have man's wisdoms involved in the word. Listen, God's not in that. I said, God's not in that. We're not here to tickle the ears of the believer. I don't even want to come into a meeting and keep you comfortable. Hello. I want the fire of God to fall upon you while you're sitting in your seat. I want you to be as uncomfortable as possible. Because then I know the Holy Ghost is stirring on you, and when He does and you yield to Him, your life will never be the same. Hello? Your life will never be the same. We have to have this encounter with God Almighty. We have to have this encounter with God Almighty. When Saul was on the road to Damascus, let me tell you what, he had an encounter with God and his life was never the same. He didn't even know what was going on. He said, "Who art thou, Lord?" He didn't even know what was happening. But let me tell you what, he had this encounter with God. 3 days he was blind, didn't eat anything. Can you imagine imagine coming to church on a Sunday night and then for the next 3 days you're blind and you don't eat anything and you have an encounter with God Almighty. But when everything turns around, your whole life is transformed by the power of God and you go shake a whole nation for Jesus. Well, we can come into church and have a little touch here and have a little touch there. I'm not interested in the little touches. I want the Holy Ghost to come and bring about a transformation on the inside of me that my life is not recognizable, that people don't know when I speak, they don't even know who I am. Oh, you listen to me. Because I speak by the Spirit. How are we going to impact the world for Jesus? Let's break it down. Let's come out from the world and let's just talk about the Metroplex. How are we going to impact the Metroplex for Jesus with enticing words of man's wisdom? How are we going to do that? Because you see, if that was the key, then we would have already impacted the Metroplex, because many churches, that's the way they operate. I don't want to say anything here tonight that might offend somebody, that might not sow and give into the offering. Listen, we haven't received a love offering yet tonight, but whatever, if I say something that offends you and you're going to hold back your money, then you better hold on to your money because you're going to need it. Oh, you listen to me, because I sure don't need it. Hello? I don't want to be bound down by anything because I can't say it because I'm afraid I might offend somebody. Because let me tell you what, if the Holy Spirit tells me to say something by the Spirit, then I must say it by the Spirit, because I would rather offend people than offend the Holy Spirit. Hello? If we're going to win the Metroplex for Jesus, let me tell you something. We better be full of the Holy Ghost. We better have the fire of God burning on the inside of our belly. It's not going to be about another 3-part sermon. Hello? 20 steps to the 56 reasons to the 750 ways. And by the time you get to the end of the series, you can't even remember step one. What was step one again, huh? It's not about that. It's about a download from heaven. It's about the wind of the Spirit coming like it did on the day of Pentecost. It's about the fire of God raining down upon us like it did on the day of Pentecost. It's about an encounter with the Holy Ghost and a transformation that takes place on the inside of us. You can study revivals and study past moves of God. I have, and let me tell you what, I've looked closely at revivals from the 90s until now, and I look at the people that are still connected to the move of the Holy Ghost, and every one of those people that are connected to the move of the Holy Spirit today are people that were touched by the fire of God in 93, 94, 95, 96, 97. I'm telling you right now, there's something about the fire of God. That's why it came on the day of Pentecost like it did. I've watched people come in, get drunk, fall on the floor, get full of joy, roll around, run the building, jump the pews, shout hallelujah. Oh, look wonderful, look amazing. But they never stick it out. They never stay the course. The moment there's opposition coming. This moment, the moment the deacon says something to the pastor. The moment the elders come and say, look, we don't want this joy in our church. It's time to elect a new elder board. Are you listening to me? It's time to get some new deacons in the house. Hello. It's time to open the doors wide and say, hasta la vista, baby. Hello. But we cannot compromise the Word of God. We cannot water down the Word of God so we can please everybody. Listen to me real carefully. One of the reasons why the believer that goes to church on a Sunday, why they don't read the Bible through the week is because the moment they open up the Bible, if their life doesn't line up with the Word, the Holy Spirit is already beginning to cause a conviction to come in their heart. Because God wants us to change, and this Word, we need to adapt our life to the Word. And if we can adapt our life to the Word, then we've got to change. The Word doesn't change. It always remains the same. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever because it's the Word of God Almighty. God wants to use us just the way we are, but He also wants to purify the vessel because what God pours into us is holy. It comes down from the throne room of grace. It's what happened on the day of Pentecost. Hello. And it's going to take an army of believers. It's going to take an army of believers. I already have such an excitement in my spirit about some things that God's showing me for the Metroplex. But let me tell you what. This is going to be one church that's going to be very instrumental in what God does in the Metroplex. But there's going to be other churches. There's going to be other churches where the wind of the Spirit will blow through and the fire of God will fall and God will raise up other people. Are you listening to me? Because to shake the Metroplex for Jesus, it's going to take literally thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people full of the Holy Ghost and on fire for God. How do you reach 6 to 7 million people? And once we get them saved, where do we put them? Hello? See, there's some churches right now in the Metroplex. They don't even know. They have no clue. But God's about to shake them too. I'm telling you right now. We're going to suddenly hear of a move of God over there and a move of God over here and a move of God over there. There's already some churches where the move of God is. And I've spoken to some of those pastors and they say, we attribute the move of God here in our church right now because you've been in Calvary for 8 months. And our folks have been coming to those meetings and people are getting changed and delivered and set free and the fire of God's starting to fall. Oh, you listen to me. Sometimes we look in the building and see what's going on. Yeah, but there's a whole lot more going on in the city. God's done some stuff over the last 8 months. And maybe we can't see everything that God's done, but I can tell you right now, within a year or two, we'll see what God did over this period of time. Because I believe God's building a foundation. It's what He's doing. God's building a foundation. You know, God didn't bring my wife and I to Texas so we could be a Texan and ride a horse. Yet we love doing that. That's fantastic. We thank God for that privilege and blessing that He's given us, because that's been a desire of our heart. But I can tell you right now, we're here for one reason and one reason only, and that's to see the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. God brought us to America as revivalists, and He said, wherever you go, you're going to carry the fire of God. And He said, you're going to find hungry and thirsty people. And He said, when you lay your hands on those hungry and thirsty people, He said, that fire will touch them and set them free and ignite something on the inside of them. And that's what we're contending for. We're contending for revival to shake this whole area. Are you listening to me? We want to see the move of God come and shake this whole area. The devil thinks he's got us, but he ain't got nothing. I said he ain't got nothing. Great is He that's in us than he that's in the world. We are carriers of revival. We are carriers of the anointing. We are carriers of the fire of God. And I believe we are on the verge of seeing some supernatural things happen way beyond what we can even begin to imagine or think. God's about to do some things. And He's going to do it just through ordinary people. Do we have any ordinary people in the house? Anybody that's hungry for God to come and use them in these last days? Let me tell you what that takes. It takes a change. It's very simple. Change, 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 change. And when you think you've changed, oh, you will change some more. Hello? When you have a feeling that you've arrived, no, you've only just begun. That my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. How many times have we watched over the years, over the decades, men and women of God that are raised up, and then you start to put your faith and trust in the man or in the woman, and then they stumble and fall, and it devastates the body of Christ. Are you listening to me? There's some great men of God that have fallen over the years, and I've heard Christians go, oh, we'll never listen to that man. My faith is shattered. I can't believe that he did that, and blah, blah, blah. And I look at them and go, look, you know what? I grew up on those people. And when that happened, it didn't move me at all. Amen. I mean, I'm sorry it happened. I'm disappointed, and I'm praying for them. But my faith is not shattered. My faith is not in them. My faith is in God. The last time I looked, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never let us down. He never fail us. So why put your faith and trust in man? Why don't you put your faith and trust in God? So then when man fails, or if they ever do fail, your faith is not wavered. Hello? I look at some of those people and go, but by the grace of God, there we go. Hello? But by the grace of God, there we go. Go with me to Acts chapter 1. Whew. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. What is this power for? So that we can be a witness. A witness to everything that Jesus has done for us at Calvary. A witness to everything that God has promised us in the Word. You know, a witness, when a witness gets up on a stand to testify in a trial, the witness is really somebody that actually has seen firsthand and knows firsthand what actually happened. Hello. If I'm going to be a witness for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I have to know firsthand. I've got to have experienced God Himself. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Let me tell you what, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you and you get the power of God on the inside of you, you will experience God firsthand. When you stand up to speak and you begin to speak by the Spirit, you're speaking out of the own conviction of your own heart. I had somebody write up on Facebook, not on Facebook, sorry, on the internet one day, and he said, who does Basil think he is? You know, when we read the account of the disciples on the day of Pentecost, and then I read his testimony, then, you know, he talks about how the fire fell on him and how God transformed his life. And then they come along and say, well, who does he think he is? Does he think he had a greater, touch of heaven than they did on the day of Pentecost? Than Peter did on the day of Pentecost with the fire. And I, you know, my response is, well, I wasn't there on the day of Pentecost. I'm only reading in the Word of God what happened on the day of Pentecost, and I don't doubt their lives were transformed, because before the day of Pentecost, he denied Jesus 3 times, and then on the day of Pentecost, he was the one that actually stood up and preached the gospel. So something happened on the day of Pentecost. Hello? But I can only speak for myself. I was there when it happened. Hello? I was there back in 93 when God touched me in Ketchikan, Alaska, and the fire of God fell upon me and I saw an angel. I was there when it happened. I know what happened in my life that night, and I know the transformation that took place. Something happened right over here last Friday night in my brother's meeting. I was here when it happened. I know what happened on the inside of me. Are you listening to me? There's a transformation that's taken place. God's preparing us for something big that God wants to do right here in the Metroplex. Are you listening to me? He's getting the vessels ready. He's getting the containers ready to carry what He's going to do in these last days. Whew. I stepped over a little bit into that the other evening. Hello? See, people just look at you on the platform thinking, well, he's just got some joy. No, something happened the other evening. So how do you know? Because I was there when it happened. And I am a witness. Hello. And I'm not a witness in the witness protection program either. I am a witness to what God did back in 93. I'm a witness to what God did last Friday night. I witness what He's done. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The fire of God is real. The fire of God is real. What happened on the day of Pentecost is real. That was the day the Holy Spirit came and lived on the inside and dwelt on the inside of man. Oh, you listen to me. That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. And if we're going to call ourselves Pentecostals by God, then we're going to be on fire for God. Hello. I'm a Pentecostal. Hallelujah. I was born and raised a Pentecostal. That's our very roots is Pentecostal. There's a lot of people that have roots in Pentecost, but there's no Pentecost. No fire. No anointing. I have to wonder if there's any Holy Ghost. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. If I don't see any power, then I have to wonder if they got any Holy Ghost. Because they go together. Can't have Holy Ghost and no power. Can't have power and no Holy Ghost. See, what people don't understand about the move of God, and listen, let me say this, I'm not discounting anything that God does, because anything that God does, I love. Amen. So the joy, thank God for the joy. Thank God for the joy. The church needs joy. The church is very sad. The church needs joy. Thank God for being full of the Holy Ghost, where we're drunk on the Spirit. Thank God for the drunkenness of the Spirit. I'm not discounting anything, but let me tell you what. What God's doing is more than just joy and being drunk in the Spirit. It's more than that. There's a fire that goes along with the encounter of God. And it's that fire, I believe the fire of God is a key to a total transformation. And when the fire of God hits us, we never, ever go back. Amen. When the fire of God hits us, we never go back. There's nothing else in our heart and mind. There's not been a day in the last 24 years that I've ever woke up in the morning and went, my God, I'm just so tired of the ministry, I think we should just go do something else. Never, never. In actual fact, I can't get away from the call. We can go on vacation. I can't get away from the call. Not that I'm trying to, but you understand what I mean. It's always there. Yeah. The call of God's always there. The anointing of God is always there. And when you're touched by the fire of God, it's a consuming fire. And there's a continuation of God drawing on us and drawing on us and drawing on us. That's why I said early on, I don't need a calamity to press into God. I press into God anyway because I like it a lot. And I can tell you right now, we don't get religious about pressing into God whatsoever. Are you listening to me? Amen. It's not about pressing into God on a quiet time for 10 minutes or 15 minutes in the morning, and then you never press into God for the rest of the day. It's about a continuation. It's about pressing into God continually through the day. Every moment that you press into Him. Every moment you have fellowship with Him. You're driving down the road, you have fellowship with Him. You're sitting on the pot, you have fellowship with Him. Are you listening to me? We're not serving God out of religion. We're serving God out of a relationship. Yes, amen. I've been married to this lady for 32 years. And let me tell you something. I want to be with her. I want to be with her. We you know, there's days where she'll go do something and I'll do something and I'll text her and go, hey, I miss you. Or vice versa. Why? Because I actually miss her. People say, well, I've met people. Go play golf all day. Please just get away from me. I can't stand, you give me a break. I purposely don't play golf. First of all, because it's a crazy game. Second of all, I hack a lot of ball into the water. And third of all, she don't play golf at all. So that means if I'm on the golf course, she's somewhere else and, hello. And we've been in the ministry since we've got here, so we've spent many days together. We're on the same page, huh? Just making sure. My God, it'd be terrible if I found out that I wasn't, anyway, but. And I have a relationship with her. Why? Because we spend time together. Same way I have a relationship with the Holy Spirit and with God and Jesus. Why? I spend time with them. As much as I want to spend time with my wife because I love her, I also want to spend time with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because I love them. They're good to me. And they love me.
Amen.
Amen. I have no answer to that. But anyway. Something's got to happen on the inside of us. Listen, these meetings we've been having, I thank God for these meetings. But these meetings are not about just coming to church and having a little fun. These meetings are about a transformation. This is about God transforming your heart and dropping a fire in you so that you can be part of the team, part of the army of God that God's raising up in the last days to touch whole cities for Jesus. You realize you can come into one of these meetings, have an encounter with God, and God raise you up and take you to a foreign country somewhere, and you go in and you shake a whole nation for Jesus. Can you realize that? That's what can happen out of these meetings. And the truth of the matter is, unless God show up at some churches in the Metroplex, there'll never be a revival in some churches. And you can get on fire for God and carry this fire back to that church, and they'll put the fire out. I'm telling you right now, they'll put it out. You know, let me be honest with you, and I've never spoken about this before, but you know, I'm not in the recycling business. We don't go have revival in the place to recycle believers from one place to the other. Are you listening to me? And there's a lot of people that have been coming from different churches, and I respect that, and that's wonderful. But let me tell you something. If you go into a church that is anti the move of God, then you need to get the heaven out of there. Hello. I'm telling you right now, if they're against the move of the Spirit of God, if they're against joy, if they're against tithing and giving and sowing, then you need to get out of there. Because I can tell you right now, if you don't, everything that God's done for you in the revival, you lose it all. Because you'll sit in those meetings, and then the joy will hit you or something, and then the deacon will come and say, hey, calm down, you're in the house of God. You need to calm down a little bit. We don't let that joy stuff go on here. Praise God. I'm telling you right now, that's exactly what will happen. You need to find yourself a church that love the move of God and love the Holy Ghost, and you don't have to look very far. And let me say this one more time. I respect the people that are coming from other churches, and I respect other churches. And like I said, I'm not into recycling business. But if you keep going back to the place that's dead and keep going back to the place that's dead, eventually you become like them. Look at my hands. Look at my hands. See my hands? I have no grease. I have no oil on my hands. My fingernails are clean. See that? But if I worked in a garage on cars and trucks and everything, my hands would have dirt under the nails, and I'd smell greasy when I got home. I'd smell like a Motor Mac. Are you listening to me? Why would I smell like that? Because I'm working in that environment all day long. And if you go to a dead church, guess what you're going to smell like? Amen. You want to go where the living are. You want to go where they're hungry and thirsty for the move of God. That's where you want to go. Because this is beyond, listen to me real carefully, this is beyond a church. This is about God shaking a metroplex. This is about God shaking a whole city. And yes, there are other churches that will get hit by the power of God, and they will be a part of what God's going to do in the last days. But I can tell you right now, there's some that won't. And some will even close their doors because there will be nobody left in that place when God's done with it. Hello? I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want to go sit in a building and look at a screen. and watch some guy in another city somewhere teach me something. Hello? Because here's the thing, if I need prayer that day, what am I going to do? Go down to the screen and say, can you lay your hand on the screen and I'll put my head up against the screen and you can pray for me? People say, well, there's other ministers in the house that can pray. I don't know where their hands have been. Well, you listen to me. I don't know where their hands have been. I don't know what anointing they're carrying. You don't want everybody laying hands on your head. Hello? They could have dirty hands. You don't know what engine they've been working on. Hello? I rest my case. It's about revival, folks. It's about the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. It's about seeing this whole area shaken by the power of God. Amen. Man, I tell you right now, if we have to go pitch a tent on every corner, that will allow us to pitch a tent through the Metroplex, and we're going to see revival shake this whole place. I'm telling you right now, we're going to do whatever we can to see revival shake this place.
Amen.
We've got to have a move of God. We've got to have a shaking. Yes. God's got to come and shake.
Amen.
And let me tell you what, and I'll begin to wrap this up here. When God comes and shakes, here's what he does. He shakes loose religion. He shakes loose tradition. He shakes loose the ideas of man and the plans of man. So man has all these plans and structures and ideas and they've laid the foundation on what they think it should be. Then when God shows up, all of it just crumbles.
Amen.
That's why I said there's going to be some large churches that will shut their doors because it's all based upon what man wants to do.
Uh-huh.
And there's no place for God. God's not God can't show up there because the moment he does, everybody freaks out. Hello? People say, well, it's better that people at least go to a church on a Sunday morning, you know, even if it is for an hour and a half, even if God's not really welcome there. I mean, they'll sing some good songs and they'll hear some word. At least it's better that they go to church. Really? You think that's better? That's like saying it's better that you go to a horse doctor, to have your tooth filled. At least you're going to some kind of a doctor and he's going to fill your tooth. Than actually going to a dentist who's actually qualified to do the job. Hello. That's like going to, you have an earache and you go to a proctologist. That's the same thing while you're listening to me. The proctologist ain't going to help your ear. Hello. I'm just trying to bring it so people can actually relate to this. I mean, I hope nobody had an earache and went to a proctologist and went, my God, my earache, I still got it. I don't understand it. You can go to a dead church all you want and all you like, but I can tell you right now, at the end of the day, you lose everything that God has for you.
Amen.
Over what? It's not about a building. It's not about how wonderful and plush the thing is. It's not the fact that you come to church and sit on the lazy boy recliner. Hello? It's about the heart of man. It's about what God's doing on the inside of us. It's about the fire of God. It's about the change of heaven on the inside of us. It's about what we carry. It's about the power of God that we carry. Amen? That sets the captive free. That delivers people. Man, I tell you what I'm praying. I'm praying there comes such a shaking in the Metroplex area. Oh, my God, just shake every church possible, Lord.
Yes. Amen.
That's what I'm praying. Because we got to have revival. We got to have revival. We got to see God do something supernatural. So bring on the shaking. Bring on the cleansing. God needs to clean house. Hello? Do you know that sometimes, and I really need to close with this, but do you know that sometimes people that are religious, that are dead and dry, and they actually drive the church in a certain direction. Do you know that some of those people actually hinder the growth of those churches? Are you listening to me? Sometimes the wealthiest people in the church pull the strings and they control the pastors on what they should be doing. The wealthiest people in the church. And the pastor won't say anything about it because they're afraid. The pastor won't do anything about it because they're afraid that they might lose the wealthy people. And if they lose the wealthy people, then they lose the money. And if they lose the money, then how are they going to do what they have to do for God? Listen, if God's involved in it, then God's going to get the money to them. But if we're allowing the wealthy people to control us as ministers, then let me tell you what, we're never going to move by the Holy Ghost. Let's be Holy Ghost controlled. I said, let's be Holy Ghost controlled. Not people controlled. Not money controlled. The wealthiest person around doesn't have enough money for what we have to do for the kingdom. And even if they did, they wouldn't give it away. Hello? So we have to go to another source. I know the source. I have a personal relationship with Him. I stand upon His promises every day, trusting Him for supernatural miracles. Hello? Are you with me? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Just lift your hands to heaven. Just thank Him for His presence. Thank Him for His anointing. Thank Him for His glory. Thank you for the touch of heaven, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to raise us up and use us in these last days for the extension of the kingdom, for the glory of God. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and your power. Thank you, Lord God, that we'll never be the same. But God, you take us on from glory to glory, to glory to glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless your holy name, Lord. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 I feel the glory of God here tonight. I feel the presence of God here right now. Hallelujah. God wants to have an encounter with you. God wants to have an encounter with you. God wants to deliver you. God wants to set you completely free. God wants to touch you with His fire, with His anointing, with His glory, with His presence. Hallelujah. All you have to do is place a demand upon the anointing. All you have to do in this place is place a demand, like the woman with the issue of blood. Place a demand upon the anointing. I'm not going to leave the same way I came. I thank you, Lord God, for an encounter. I thank you, Lord God, that I become a carrier. I become a carrier of your power. I can become that vessel, pure and holy, fit for the master's use. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Jesus. 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 Blessed be your name, Lord 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, it's in times like this where God would drop his anointing, where God drop a call upon your life. It's in times like this where God would bring about a total transformation on the inside of you. It's times like this where God will begin to prepare you for the plan that he has for your life, for your ministry, for the area that he's calling you to. It's times like this. This is where it all happens, just in this, in the presence, in the power of God Almighty. Hallelujah. 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 I can see the hand of God on many people in this place. I can see the hand of God on many people in this place. I know that without a shadow of a doubt, there are many people that are sitting here tonight that God has a plan and that God has a purpose for you in this outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's going to shake the Metroplex. God has a plan and God has a purpose for you. There's many in this place tonight that are going to be used of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Sembra mambon delle besce di presso chi la mamandro bosso taia con mambrande de presso chi la mandeia mana na mambroso broci e bla 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 so con daia la mente de besce taia si na brando un broscio con un ingla ma scete la mande si chi rimingra basso pro bosso de. Thank you, my Lord Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I just have a quickening in my spirit tonight. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. God's about to do something supernatural. Get ready for what God's about to do. Put yourself in the place. Put yourself under the spout. Allow God to come and do a work on the inside of your life. Get ready, for God's about to do something supernatural beyond what man can even begin to imagine or think. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my. I have that excitement in my spirit. I have that excitement in my spirit. Something's about to bust loose. Something is about to bust loose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 God wants you to have an encounter with him. God wants you to have an encounter with him. God wants to put that fire, that same fire that fell on the day of Pentecost, that same fire that's transformed so many lives over the years, God wants to put that same fire within you. Tonight we're going to lay hands on people for the fire of the Holy Ghost, for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Become a carrier of the fire. It'll transform your life. It'll burn out all the dross. It'll bring about a change on the inside of you.
you could have an encounter with God tonight, and your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. You'll go back to this night, the 9th of July, 2017. I had an encounter with God Almighty at Calvary Cathedral, and my life has never been the same. I'm telling you right now, God is in the house. God wants to touch and set people free. God wants to fill His children with joy, with peace. God wants to fill His children with the anointing. God wants to drop His power within you. Oh, there will be a change. There will be a change. There will be a change by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Jesus. Thank you, my Jesus. Thank you, my Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessed be your name forevermore, Lord. Blessed be your name forevermore. 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 Blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are there any candidates here this evening for the fire? Are there any candidates here this evening for the fire of the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah.
sow a seed this evening. Obviously, this is what we're doing at this time. Once we're done, we're going to pray with an expectation, a transformation, a fresh outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pastor Bob, right in over here. Come, sir. Put your right over here. Oh, hallelujah. If you want prayer this evening, just find yourself a piece of carpet somewhere. Tonight's been a little different. Get in the line and I'll come pray for you and you'll get his fire. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
The fire of the Holy Ghost. The touch of heaven upon Pastor Bob, Lord. The fire, a fresh fire, a fresh fire, a fresh fire. Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for your hand that's upon them, Lord. Thank you for your hand upon the family. Thank you for your hand upon this ministry, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that this ministry is going to be very instrumental in the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Jesus, in this metroplex area, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you for strength. Thank you for strength, Lord. Thank you for your fire. Fire the Holy Ghost, Jesus. Fire the Holy Ghost, Jesus. Fire the Holy Ghost, Jesus. Fire the Holy Ghost, Lord. Go to heaven until I lay hands on you. Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire.